This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I am delighted to be here in the KYW studios with Lee Thomas. He's the president of Philly Black Pride, celebrating the 20th anniversary. Ooh. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So for people who've never heard of Philly Black Pride, which I don't know where those folks are, but just in case, what is it?
Philadelphia Black Pride is an organization that actually came out of Colors Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that during the course of them promoting Black Pride within Colors, it grew to be an entity all on its own. So in July of 1999, three members of Colors, which was Michael Henson, Troy Slaffy, and Darina Kearney, they decided to file for a nonprofit incorporation. And the idea was to effectively change sex between African Americans in the community.
And so basically to do what? Like to change
to what, you know, early in the years there was this huge AIDS HIV AIDS epidemic, and there wasn't a lot of resources for minorities. So that's how the Pride celebration came about. It was to provide answers and awareness to this growing thing. And then 20 years later, we progressed to advocacy, education, and awareness, and building partnerships.
So Philadelphia Black Pride all started about education and saving lives, in a sense.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And so it's grown.
It has grown tremendously. And every year, I know when I started my welcome letter at one of the events, I'm always, I always start with what year we're in and to welcome the folks into the city. And then I try to say something profound and uplifting. You know, you always, especially this time, I wanted to say something like right and perfect. And there's not really a perfect or a right thing to say. You just have to speak from the heart. And that's what I did. So,
yeah. Yeah. And so what, you know, 20 years, this is significant. It's a significant milestone. Why is this 20th year so important?
It's important because there's been conversations of the relevancy of Black Prides across the country, and because a lot of times people see Black Pride as a big party,
mm-hmm.
and they don't see the educational pieces that are involved in it, and we've had to modernize the way that we put information out there as well, because people, they have a tendency to come to see and do what they want to do. So what we did over the course of the years is this passive programming that was created by a previous board member, Deontis Keys, which was that we would incorporate education in social settings so that when people would walk away, they would walk away having a great time, but not realizing that they were learning something at the same time.
Yeah. And so what's the state of the Black LGBTQ community? Because we've heard a lot of discussion about intersectionality, mm-hmm. something that was rarely discussed in years previous, other than like the past 3 years or so.
Right. I mean, everyone is not being defined by just the LGBTQ. They have decided, the community has decided that I am going to define myself how I see myself. So when you talk about intersectionality, it's just people expressing who they truly are, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in the scope of those letters.
Yeah. And so that's sort of where I've seen a lot of change within the gayborhood here in Philadelphia. People of color have been, this is not new. People of color have been stepping forward, mm-hmm. but it seemed like there's been some progress.
There's been some progress. We've all, you know, it's like you take two steps forward, two steps back. when I was talking to you earlier, I was, we were coming into the building. We were like kind of like dealing with something, you know, right now within the gayborhood. And that is, you know, a part of taking two steps forward and two steps back. But progress is always made. It's not always like big big moments. Mm-hmm. We have to be okay with celebrating the small ones, because at some point those small ones will become big ones, and collectively they are big ones. And I mean, that's just the future, the history of Black and brown people in America. You know, every time we take a stride forward, something pulls us back. But
there's always a lash.
Yeah.
I said white lash, black lash, black lash, whatever you want to call it, some kind of lash to the forward step, the progress. Mm-hmm. So people always ask this question, is why does it need to be a black one? You know, why can't y'all just go to the regular Pride?
Right.
Why y'all got to have a separate one? You know, or whatever.
It's not separate. I mean, it's separate because it's happening at a different time. But there is certain aspects of Black Pride that you can't, that you don't get at Pride, because not everyone looks like us. So if they don't look like us, how can we expect them to service our needs and give us the tools that we need to make sure that we're here for the long haul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like was this created because did people of color
did they feel
not included in Pride previously?
Yeah, and that's basically how all of the Black Prides have started, was a lack of inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Prides have grown significantly. Like, you'll see smaller states and within those states, cities that are not major metropolitan cities like Philadelphia or New York and D.C. and Atlanta, they're having prides, and they're just as successful and relevant, you know, today, because mm-hmm. they're still, you know, like, as we talk about moving forward, there is always that small piece of the culture that just won't allow us to be, you know, have a seat at the table.
Yeah. And so is it important to gather? Because I know I feel like it's almost like a support group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are like, why you got to have a black version? Because we deal with different stuff.
We do.
And sometimes we just need each other to look and have that understanding.
Absolutely. And I mean, black, not only for support, but you meet people, you mm-hmm. network, and you find that it becomes like a family. So when you come to these Pride events, you tend to run into the same circle of people, and we have social media to stay connected. But when you see them face to face, you're like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. You look good. You know, it's that kind of feeling of having a family reunion and seeing a family member who lives all the way in Alabama and you are all the way in New York. And you don't see each other that often.
Do people come from all over the country
to
Philly Black Pride?
They do come from all over the country.
Because it's Penn Relay weekend, too.
So that's also, we have the pleasure of celebrating in conjunction with Penn Relay weekend. Because there are tons of track fans. I'm a track fan myself.
Mm-hmm.
I ran track in high school, and I love it. Unfortunately, I never get to see it because of the organizing of this, and you know how the traffic is trying to get up there and back down here for stuff. But yeah, it's that element of community that we have from people that are here for track, but also here to meet old friends, to learn something about, you know, history of Black Pride in Philadelphia. And most of the major prides they happen during holidays or something significant. Like, D.C.'s happened during Memorial Day weekend. Atlanta's happens during Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's happens during 4th of July. So, you know, you see the tie-in to kind of a galvanized people of color when you have the opportunity to grab them when they're at here the most.
And so do you travel around to the different prides?
I do. I haven't lately because, you know, usually after Pride, I'm exhausted, and the first place that I want to go is to a beach.
Like, I need to be away.
I need to be away.
Yes. And then Memorial Day is so close.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm not going to D.C.
Yeah.
And so the celebration already kicked off with the flag raising.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to shout out the fact that there's now a black and brown stripe.
Yes.
On the rainbow flag.
Yes, which is
new.
Another,
it's the past couple years, past year or so.
Yeah, it's fairly new. And we actually raised the flag for the first time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in part because of the additional colors that, you know, that another one of my board members thought we should do it. But then I was like, why wouldn't we do it? It just fits perfectly. You know, everything happens in divine order. It was all about timing.
Yeah.
And it just works.
And now it's the 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And that was the first kickoff on the 22nd. And now you're gearing up to on the 26th, Friday.
Yes.
Today, because it's Friday, you will be kicking off a whole weekend of events.
Yes, there is so much. When I say so much, I mean so much. We're having a welcome event at the Aloft Hotel, which downtown hotel in Philadelphia, which is a host hotel. And we have a special guest, T.S. Madison, coming. We have everything from an open mic on 40th and Girard at the Art Park Poet Gallery to a sip and paint for alternatives. It's a new sip and paint, so we're gonna and this is done in an artistic and a thing of beauty way. Not
all right, y'all.
this is all about the arts. It's a visual arts, you know, type
yes,
of thing.
Uh-huh.
And there are a couple. There's a day party, and so I think there's like two night parties. So there are day parties and night parties and panel discussions. We're having a discussion on sexuality and spirituality in the church at the Improv. We are having,
which is big in the Black church, especially.
Yes, it is.
People
taboo.
Act like you can't have sexuality and be a Christian.
Right. Well, you know, Erica Campbell got called out on the carpet for this white dress that she wore that people thought was too revealing for her as a gospel artist. So, you know, it's still happening where these ideas and that people have of certain groups, you know, they still live today. And a lot of it, you know, unfortunately comes from us.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got to work on that. There's a lot of homophobia, transphobia
yes, absolutely.
In the Black community.
Yes.
You know, so, and that's definitely something to work on.
Right.
And so you're going to have this, this discussion at the Improv.
Right.
And what else are you going to have?
There's a pop-up shop at the hotel on Saturday. There is a conversation of twinning by our trans brothers and sisters that's happening at the hotel on Saturday.
Of twinning?
Well. Yeah, it's twinning. It was one of our last minute.
What is twinning?
Well, they're twins.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I think I've seen that story. I think I've seen one is trans.
Yes.
One and one isn't. Twinning.
It's called Twinning in Philadelphia. It's an interactive workshop on intersectionality from the lens of trans, non-binary, gender fluid, Latin twins.
Latin twins. This is a different group. Oh, that's a lot of twins out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And so, yeah, that's great.
And so what we did for our 20th anniversary, and I know you're like, it's 20, it's big. What we did was that we wanted to kind of get back to our roots and have the community's involvement and buy-in. So we had put a call out for submissions. And a lot of things that I mentioned are some of the things that that came about. We looked it over as a board of directors and chose the ones that we felt fit our mission statement the best. And even some, like I said, the twinning in Philly, that was one that happened like in the last few weeks. So we tried to be as inclusive as we possibly could, but we also wanted to say that we are here as an organization, but it's also up to the community to help us tell us what you want to see. You know, we're a very small board of directors, so the challenge is how do we tell stories and tell the story of everyone but with a small group of people.
Yeah.
So the call was put out to say, help us out.
Yeah.
And they did, and the community did.
And so how many people do you think comes to Philly Black Pride?
Over about 5,000 people.
So it's about to be packed.
It's about to be packed. You should have, like, the year, I was nervous the year when the draft was here. I was like, oh my God, people aren't going to be able to get to our event, and it's going to be mayhem. And it was actually so well done that nothing was interrupted from the draft being here. So that, you know, even that brought more people to, you know, that didn't know about Black Pride. They were like, oh,
Black Pride? I'm going to an event. I'm going to the day party. party. Like, yes, since yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is for everybody. Allies, come as
absolutely.
Well and kick it.
Yes.
And so, you know,
because,
have fun.
I mean, the work is done with. Yes. Yeah. We'll put that in there. Look cute. You know, you single people, you know, you might see something.
You never know.
Absolutely. So I'm single, so I'm always looking.
I'm assuming a lot of love happens.
A lot.
People
oh, yes.
meet people
yes.
at Pride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People fall in love. I think I'm an optimist, and I feel like that's my story. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
No, and yeah. it does. As long as you believe it,
yes,
that's when it attracts.
It.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's amazing. So where can people find the list of events and information if they want to, you know, jump in and hang out for Black Pride?
Oh, they Learn can something. Go. They can go to our website at www.phillyblackpride.org. There's a drop down menu that says Philly Black Pride 2K19. And everything is there. There's a few more things that have to be added, but for the most part, everything is up there. We also have a digital guide. So we put the guide out in two different ways. Those that are staying with us at the hotel, they'll get it in a booklet form, but so that you don't have to carry out the booklet, you can just go to the website, click on program guide, and you'll have it at your fingertips. So you just scroll through the days that, you know, see what's happening that day, and you have it right there.
Wonderful. Website one more time.
www.phillyblackpride.org.